This is a priority. We are joined right now by the manager of the Colorado Rockies. He was the 2010 NL Manager of the Year. In his third season with the Rockies, led Colorado to the postseason in each of his first two seasons. First time in club history that that team has been to the postseason in consecutive years. Colorado beat San Francisco yesterday 12-11. They're at home this evening against San Diego. My guest is Rockies manager Bud Black. Bud, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, I'm well. Great to be on, my friend.
Good to have you, Bud. Really appreciate you. Boy, last night was something. You beat the Giants 12-11 yesterday, Bud, in a game that lasted nearly 4 hours, 23 runs, and a little bit of snow. How would you describe the entire experience yesterday at the ballpark?
Well, sort of a throwback classic Coors Field grinder, but my best memory of yesterday was a kid from El Toro High School in Orange County hitting a home run in the snow. Nolan Arenado. That was the smile on his face when he came in was great. But anyway, good game all the way around, obviously, when it ends in a win. But we need to pitch a little better, Jim.
But Black, my guest, I'm going to ask you about that rotation in a minute, Bud, but I'm glad you mentioned the kid from El Toro. Nolan Arenado had a monster game. I'll get to that in a second. But what he said, Bud, afterwards was, quote, "The first at bat I was having trouble seeing. Luckily, I was able to barrel that one. It definitely was not fun out there. It was a long game. We wish we didn't have that long of a game in that type of weather, but it was a battle," end quote. So what's that say about your guys, Bud, that they got out to that early lead, San Francisco came back, and they still found a way to get it done?
Well, what I've noticed from this group the last couple of years, extremely resilient, great resolve, tough guys. You know, it starts with Nolan and Story and Blackman, and, you know, LeMayu was a part of that. Desmond, you know, a lot of the, you know, core players that we have are mentally tough guys. And, you know, I think playing in Colorado in altitude, you have to have that. I think it's sort of how these guys are built, which is great, which is a, you know, tribute to our player development system. Our minor league staff, and when these guys get to the big leagues, you know, they're ready. But proud of these guys in a lot of ways. You know, we're off to a slow start, but I suspect that, you know, as the season unfolds, the Rockies will be playing better baseball.
Rockies manager Bud Black back in the jungle. But one more thought about Nolan Arenado. He did reach base 5 times. He homered. It looked like he might have a second homer, but it was ruled foul. You know, every time you and I talk, I ask you if there's anything that he does that surprises you anymore. So let me ask you this instead. What do you know about Arenado that you think baseball fans should know about him in order to appreciate him even more?
Well, you know, I don't know whether I've told you this example, but when I first met Nolan, we went up to UC Irvine. This was the fall of 16, right after I got hired. We met, had lunch. And I told him I was going to come up in January, and we were going to work out. So I went to UC Irvine with Nolan on a couple weeks into the new year, and we're on the baseball diamond. He's taking batting practice with some college guys and a couple minor league players. Afterwards, he wanted to take some ground balls, so I'm thinking he's just going to take a few ground balls middle of January, and you know, be done for the day. But Nolan took ground balls to his left, to his right. He was diving. He was charging slow rollers. It was like a spring training workout in the second week of January. So, you know, his work ethic, both with the bat and with the gloves, is something I think people should know about. And when I saw him that first time workout, diving on the UC Irvine campus trying to make plays, that told me a lot about this fellow.
That's such a great story, and not at all surprising. Bud Black joining us. You know, Bud, you mentioned that you didn't get off to the start you were looking for when you were 3-12, but then you ripped off 5 straight, and since then you've gotten 14-8 overall. I mean, rarely is it one thing that changes the course of a season, but what's been the biggest difference between the first 15 games and the last 22 games?
Well, I think we got up to a real slow start offensively. And, you know, that you wouldn't think that would happen with some of our guys. I mean, Nolan, I think, hit his first home run, you know, a few weeks into the season, which was alarming. And, you know, just overall offensively, we were scuffling, and that and we weren't pitching great either. So, you know, that tells me that, you know, we still haven't hit our stride. I mean, Nolan's doing his thing now, but I think as a group collectively, you know, we're not where we need to be offensively. And I think that will happen. But, you know, 3-12 is rough. There's no doubt about it. But I think signs are pointing upwards now.
Bud Black, my guest. Now, Bud, you've been known to break out the Vegemite as a corrective tool during spring training. Did that come out at all during the first 15 games?
You know, I usually try to do that in spring training. There are some, there's some rare moments during the season where I'll do it, but, you know, it's more of a, to your, I love that. It's a correction device, the Vegemite in spring training for, you know, a lot of different, you know, a lot of different things that go on in spring training. Not much usage during the season, but if somebody does something really stupid, I'll break it out.
It is the ultimate corrective tool. All right, so the rotation, yeah. The rotation, Bud, had some issues last year, then turned it around in the second half. So although you're not where you want to be, you've been there before, but you said something recently that I thought was really interesting. You said, quote, when you're not on, there's a skill to not being bad. You sort of hang in there. What do you mean by that, and how do you develop that skill of not being bad and surviving the rough spots?
Yeah, that's what the message is if you're not pitching well in a certain game, you're a starting pitcher. There is a skill to be able to work through a game, minimize damage as best you can, and still, you know, get the game into the fifth or sixth inning and not get knocked out in the second or third. There's a skill to that. It's sort of an intangible that I think can be taught if you have the right aptitude and the right makeup to never fold or never melt. And I think our guys are starting to understand that, you know, the Marquezes and the Freelands and the Grays and Sensatella. I mean, these guys are starting to figure out that they might not be, you know, that might not be their best day or their best stuff, but they can still pitch and pick up the bullpen and pick up the team the best they can. So there's something to that, that you watch good pitchers, when they're not on, they can still hang in there and never fold.
We're talking to Bud Black. Now, Bud, when you first took that job in Colorado, the thinking around baseball is it's nearly impossible to have success there, let alone consistent success, because of the altitude. This is nothing new. Everybody talks about this. But you've taken that team to the postseason in back-to-back years for the first time ever. I know you're not going to make it about you, but how much pride is there in that accomplishment, especially since most think that it's just not possible there?
Well, I'm happy for the group. I'm happy for the organization. That's everybody in baseball ops, I think, you know, has a part in this, you know, from player development to scouting. But it's about the players, Jim. You know, I mean, you got to have talent. And I think the last couple of years, you know, we've put together a group that, you know, we think is talented that can contend. And that's, you know, from the other side, before I took this job, you know, watching Arenado, watching Story, Blackman, you know, Carlos Gonzalez, others, I thought that it was a group that could play, especially the position players. I didn't know much about the pitching, but I've been really encouraged by, you know, Freeland's growth, Marquez's growth, Sensatella, John Gray, and that's what it takes. I mean, to win, you have to pitch. You need solid starting pitching. That's the heart and soul of the team. And if you don't have that, it's going to be awful tough. And those guys the last couple of years have done a great job. So, I mean, hats off to, you know, our player development people on the pitching side, these pitchers who have done it. But I do think there's a mindset that, you know, goes with pitching here and coming in and out of altitude that I think our guys have, and we talk about it. You know, we talk about that. And there's no excuses as far as, you know, results. It's about really out-pitching the other team when we play here. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, some team's going to win and some team's going to lose. And some team's going to pitch a little better than the other. So I just say, hey, why not it be us?
Colorado playing good baseball right now. They beat San Francisco yesterday. They're back at home this evening to take on the Padres. He is the 2010 NL Manager of the Year, and he's got the Rockies in the postseason 2 years in a row. Good friend of the program, Bud Black, my guest. Buddy, great to run you down. Always good to have you on the show, Bud. Thank you very much.
You got it, Jim. Thanks. Always a pleasure, and hopefully down the line somewhere this year, you'll want to talk about Rocky baseball one more time.
You know it, Bud. You know it. Absolutely. You have my word. Bud Black joining us. I'm always happy to talk Rocky baseball. And again, the best thing about Bud Black, he would not make it about himself. Everybody says this. Bud never panics. Bud never rattles. Bud is always so calm. When they started 3-12, he didn't freak out. He didn't panic. And they're playing much better baseball right now than they were then. They've gone 14-8 since then.